Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent. And Rory, I just want to say at the outset, because you know more about this stuff than me, even though I guess I'm a descendant from that from Great Britain with my family, the Heath side. But, you know, in our country today, it's interesting. We're a younger nation. We're a different setup. We don't have the monarchy. 70 years she was on the throne. Amazing. 96 years old. We know that. And a very different system, parliamentary system. They have the royalty, and now, of course, King Charles III, and that has stood the test of time. In our society, in our country, traditions and a lot of the things that have sort of become American, U.S. tradition, everyone's trying to tear it down, and yet what we saw on display in Great Britain was all about tradition. Everything about that funeral, from the day the Queen passed to the protocols, to everything is all about tradition. And I think it's a wonderful thing to see this in on display.
And I think it's that lack of tradition that we have, or at least not this that long a history, that draws in the American audience. You know, the Queen's body was lying in state at Westminster Hall for 4 days. That hall, that building, is 900-plus years old, almost 1,000 years old in that building. So it's really tough for Americans to imagine that. And everything, as you said, there's symbolism in everything. The feather and, you know, a specific regiment's cap, you know, the insignias all have special meaning. And all this has really been on display here. And one interesting note, you know, Winston Churchill, we know, was her first prime minister. Churchill was born in 1874. Her last prime minister, the one she was just photographed with before her death, was born in 1975. Mm. So a remarkable span of history.
And what about world leaders? The president was there. Was it a few thousand people? I mean, it was an incredible service.
Yeah, a couple thousand people inside Westminster Abbey, including President Biden and the First Lady. They were asked, you know, not to bring anyone, essentially, because they were obligated to give out so many invitations to members of the Commonwealth. There were about 2,000 people there. But you didn't see a lot of, you know, Hollywood actors or anything like that, because there were so many dignitaries, past and present, who were there in the Abbey.
Good stuff. I appreciate it. Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.